Without further ado, let me introduce Dr. David Gluck.
Can you hear me? Joel dragged me kicking and screaming to run this conference, and I have to begin by thanking him because he did all the work for it. I have not memorized what I'm going to say today, so you're going to see me speaking other than extemporaneously much of the time, and I apologize in advance. But I have to tell you, this really is a dream for me. We've been involved in this for several years, as you know, jumping on the internet and putting up the LDN website in 99, and then Joel was able to add the LDN Yahoo group in 2003, so that we have a sense that we're really connecting with people around the world. And I think you'll see today that people from around the world who are committed to this amazing medication have gathered here today to talk about the facts surrounding low-dose naltrexone. It's too good not to talk about, and it's too good for the world of medicine to ignore and to pretend that it's not there. The question of why the pharmaceutical firms have seemed to turn their back on it over the years is a whole other question, which we have to ponder, but we can only speculate about. I wanted to thank not only Joel, but also the other volunteers, consisting of my friend Ed Turan, who has worked out that lunch advisory today, and my family who's here, my wife Nancy, and my daughters Marjorie and Susan. Susan greeted you at the front door, and there are other volunteers. Maureen Clark is out there as well helping. Everything that had to be done finally got done at the 12th hour. It was amazing how it came together. Let me go back to my script now. I wanted to say that the anecdotal evidence so far has been massive and invariable, and we're holding this gift, this amazing medication, which is an effective and easy way to simply upregulate the immune system. And somehow the world of medicine has been so fixed on the thought that when you have difficulty with, say, autoimmune diseases, naturally you want to crush and destroy that immune system, which is getting in the way. But in fact, you don't fool with Mother Nature, and the immune system is what turns out to protect us. And LDN has its magic and is able to normalize it. Makes all the difference to a lot of people who are here today and people around the world. If LDN were widely accepted, we visualize that 3 million people in developing countries each year would not be dying of AIDS, many millions more not suffering from AIDS-related opportunistic infections would be around, and they family and friends wouldn't be losing them. Millions of people worldwide would not be suffering from what are called autoimmune diseases, such as MS and others that we'll mention today. And the many millions who are now suffering from a death sentence from cancer might instead be able to live with a chronic condition. We've talked about the logistics. Joel has touched on many of the technical things I was going to point out. Our planned keynote speaker for today is, of course, the discoverer of the clinical effects of low-dose naltrexone, my friend Bernard Bihari. Bernie suffered a wicked hip fracture last year and has had a series of complications. He's, at this moment, a mile north of where we're sitting in a rehabilitation inpatient facility. He's doing very well. I visit him often, and a week and a half ago, went up there with a recorder and captured his message to bring to you, and we'll hear that in a few minutes. We're not going to hear it at this moment. I just wanted to mention before he speaks a little background. Bernie and I grew up in Far Rockaway, Queens. Queens is an outer borough of New York City, just a few miles from here. He moved to the neighborhood I was living in Far Rockaway, when I was in fifth grade in public school. And I had been used to walking home from school, hearing kids talking about the Yankees and the Brooklyn Dodgers and the Giants baseball team, all of those having been in New York City at that time. And I'd walk home with Bernie from school to his house, and he'd be chatting about electron spins, the elementary table of various atoms, and I had a sense that Bernie had other plans for this world. We used to sit up till 2 and 3 in the morning sometimes and get kicked off the front porch by my parents, just talking at night about wouldn't it be wonderful to come up with something that would have an effect on the world, and by God, he's done it. So he's done great things, and the world is yet to find out about it. On the subject of my relationship with Bernie, my relationship with low-dose naltrexone, it should be made clear from the outset that this entire conference and our involvement in the website and other efforts to get low-dose naltrexone recognized is a purely voluntary thing. I mean, it's just too good and too wonderful not to make a mission about. There is no monetary issue here. There's no money being made here. And in fact, the registration fees that you paid are not going to cover this conference by a long shot. But it's possibly the best thing one can do for this world is to get this recognized. And this is one step toward that end. So I wanted to give you a little background on Bernie before we hear from him. In terms of his CV, some of you know about it, but some of you are unaware. Both of us went to Cornell undergraduate together, but then I went off to Cornell Med. Bernie went off to Harvard Medical College and did internship and residency at Beth Israel Deaconess in Boston and Mass General. He was in internal medicine and neurology. And then he did a couple of years stint at the National Institutes of Health in neurophysiologic research, went on from there to decide to pursue a residency in psychiatry at Columbia here in Manhattan, and is board certified in both psychiatry and neurology. During the 1970s, Bernie was addiction commissioner and deputy health commissioner for the city of New York, and that was under Mayor Koch's administration. And then in the early 80s, he became a full-time professor at Downstate Medical Center in Brooklyn and ran the Kings County Addictive Disease Hospital. And that's really where the story of low-dose naltrexone began. So, he very much wanted to be here today, obviously, and he made sure that his message was available for you, and we're going to play that now. And what you'll be hearing are excerpts, really, from a much longer interview that I recorded when visiting him 1.5 weeks ago. We hope to make the whole recording available on the website in the near future. And let me caution you also that the first minute and a half, bear with it, because there's a little background noise that Joel couldn't erase from the recording. And then I realized maybe I ought to close the window. Oh, yes, please turn off all cell phones now. Thank you very much. Thanks.